Us into our next couple of guests. We've got Janet Herman Barlow with the Stocker Art Center joining us here in studio. Janet, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Bo?
I am well, and Steve Sefcik is in here as well, but Steve says he doesn't really want to talk, so we'll let Steve sit in the corner and be silent, but we'll work Steve in here eventually. We're going to head to the hotline as well because we mentioned Masters of Soul playing at Lorain County Community College here in a couple of days. John Hodges with Masters of Soul joining us. John, thank you for the time. How are you?
All right, I'm doing great today.
Well, we certainly appreciate you joining us. And, John, we're going to come back around to you here in just a second. And, Janet, I want to open things up with you here because Masters of Soul, one of just a few acts remaining before we get to the end of the season. A lot of great things happening at the Stocker Art Center. Masters of Soul, we're all very excited about here in a couple of days. Who besides Masters of Soul are coming to LCCC in the coming weeks?
Well, the very last Performing Artist Series show after Masters of Soul will be Rockapella. So for those of you who remember Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, you will remember that they were the a cappella group that was part of that show. And they've been around for a really long time, bringing really wonderful a cappella music to the world. So we're really excited about having them here. I met them when I was in New York, and they, in about 5 minutes, created a song about Elyria, Ohio. That's on our Stocker Facebook page if anybody is interested. And one of the guys is from Akron, so it'll be fun. He's very excited about coming to his home state. So that's the Performing Artists Series. And then also we still have our Studio Sessions Series. We have Sisters in Song on May 17th. And that features three really powerhouse women from Northeast Ohio, Becky Boyd, Rachel Brown, and Christine Jackson. And then Christine is back on Saturday, May 18th, with Austin Walken Kane doing Blues from the Heart of the Rock and Roll City. So those are the four shows that we have left, although there's lots of arts and humanities events and other events also still happening.
Including, and here I'll chime in, the 40th anniversary of the LCC Civic Chorale on May 4th.
Wow. Okay.
So that's going to be a great show, too.
Very cool things coming up. And we mentioned that in a couple of days, we've got the Masters of Soul, which will be a lot of fun. We want to bring John Hodges back in with Masters of Soul. John, tell us all about this show. For those headed down to LCCC here in a couple of days, what will they experience at this show?
Well, it's going to be a great experience for the whole family. We bring the sounds of Motown as well as hit makers of the 70s. So it should be exciting, lots of choreography, uniform changes, and we're going to have a great time.
You mentioned that you guys are certainly hitting on the Motown era. Which artists will you guys present in your presentation on Wednesday?
We'll do Marvin Gaye, a tribute to him, a tribute to the Temptations, the Four Tops, Martha Reeves, Gladys, Smokey Robinson, just to name a few. So we're going to go down the line.
And certainly, I know you guys in the show, you guys like to really kind of tell the story of the act and the love for that era of Motown. What exactly is it that you guys do during the show that really kind of helps tell the story and capture that Motown era?
Well, really, the music speaks for itself. It has all of the sounds and all of the arrangements that were back in the days of Barry Gordy and stuff. So we come in there, and people just know the words to the song and know the lyrics and know the music and just sing along and have a great time with it.
And I know audience participation, certainly a big part of what you guys do. You just mentioned people kind of know the songs, they start singing along. How big a part of all the audience participation is this?
Well, there's about four or five songs that we ask the audience to join in and sing, so they just hum right on in with us, so we have a great time bringing in the tunes. Like with My Girl, they're coming on that. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, they come in on Ooh, Baby, Baby. So it's just a lot of excitement and a lot of camaraderie between the groups and the audience.
This coming Wednesday, Masters of Soul at Lorain County Community College. John Hodges with Masters of Soul joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, along with Janet Herman Barlow with the Stocker Art Center and Steve Sefcik at LCCC. Well, you guys also, in addition to the show, you've got student seminars, which I thought were pretty cool. What all goes down at these student seminars, and what kind of interaction is at play here?
Well, that usually comes like when we set up, we they invite the students in, and we have like a show and tell. We ask them questions about Motown, if they know about Motown, and when did they hear about it. And most of them speak out and say that their grandmothers or their mothers and everything played the music as they were growing up, and they know the music by heart themselves. We ask them what's their favorite song, and most of the cases they come out with My Girl by The Temptations because it's been used in so many movies and so forth. So we have a good time just educating. If there's a drummer or a guitar player or something like that in the audience, we'll invite them to come up on stage and show us what they can do with their drum licks or with their guitar playing. So it's a back and forth, having a great time.
That's really cool. So at least to some degree, there's some improv involved with some audience participation. I like that. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think that kind of goes along with the same lines as how you guys describe this. It's really kind of described as a fun and musical journey. And I want to give you an opportunity to kind of explain that, why you guys came across journey, because the way you've described that, it's more than just an experience. It is more of a journey.
Yeah, it's a journey because we take you back to when the music first came out, and you go down memory lane and you sing the songs and know the songs that that pretty much started back in the 60s, like around 69, and then 70s, and then we come on up into the 80s and so forth. So it's a journey of taking you back into the good old days, you know, when music was simple, you knew all the words to the song, and the and everybody just had a great time. You can bring the whole family. You know, we get crowds where there's grandparents, mothers, fathers, kids, and everybody's in there just clapping and having a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the fact that really the entire family gets involved. The audience really gets involved. And Janet, I want to bring you back into the mix here as well. You know, when you book acts like this, I'm sure that's got to be a lot of fun for you also to see that in this particular case, it's not just a group of performers up on stage. It's the entire audience getting in on the action as well.
Oh, yes. I really love that part of it. And in this case, because Masters of Soul is so giving as a group, you know, the student seminar they're doing here involves our early college high school students on campus at Lorain County Community College. So they're going to get to experience an open sound check, which, you know, is really can be a great eye-opening experience for kids who don't really know what that means. And also gives them an opportunity to experience the music live, because in most cases, these kids have only heard their grandparents or their parents play the music. They've never really seen anybody perform it live. So I'm really excited about that part of the day as well.
John, explain that. Will you guys do this open sound check? That sounds like it's a lot of fun for all parties involved, because I'm sure for you, that's at least a little bit of a trip down memory lane also. I'm sure everybody remembers their first sound check, and that's kind of the experience what a lot of these kids are going to get here in a couple of days. What's that experience like for you?
Well, it's great. I mean, the experience is, first of all, we have live music. There's no sequence or any type of taping of our show. It's all live. All the musicians play the instruments that's being played. So it gives you a chance to really see what it takes for a musician to come there and learn the notes and put the song down and actually play the song. So it's a great opportunity for up-and-coming musicians to check out and say, hey, that's what I want to be when I grow up. You know, that's what captivated me when I went and saw my first show about, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago and saw the So Jackie Wilson on stage, and he just blew me away. So from there, I said, this is what I'm going to do for life. So here I am as the Masters of Soul.
And it seems like it's been a lot of fun because you guys are celebrating an incredible style of music. You guys are celebrating an incredible period of music as well. Have your performances really kind of been the same through the years, or have you guys changed the performances up a little bit through the years?
Yeah, we change it because it gets boring to us after a while. We change it up about every 6 months or something like that. We'll bring in some new artists and so forth. So it changes pretty much every 6 months. We'll add something new or take you somewhere different.
And it's interesting, too, because, you know, you guys talk about how there's choreography involved and you guys are constantly changing costumes as well. And you see, I picture this as being extraordinarily challenging. You know, if you've got the gift to really display the music, that's one thing. But to be able to choreograph and be able to dance with the songs and also be able to change up your costume as well, that just strikes me as being a very challenging aspect of the show. You find one aspect of that being more challenging than the other, just because changing up your costume seems like it will be a really tough thing to do.
Yeah, well, it's all time. So you have the changing of the costumes. You know, you only have like one or two songs where you've got to completely change uniform and come out to present the next act. You know, and our choreographer, Mr. Dario Outlaw, he's in charge of all the choreography. So a lot of times he has those heavy steps that we've got to learn and got to get them right for him. He's like a drill sergeant. So we jump in that and try to get it right each and every time.
You don't want the drill sergeant coming down on you. That's bad news for absolutely everybody.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff. This was a lot of fun. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun coming up on Wednesday. And I'll tell you what. Well, you guys do a lot of different things here, from dancing to costume changing and, of course, to singing along and playing along as well. Sounds like everybody in attendance is going to have a heck of a good time at the Stocker Arts Center this coming Wednesday. Janet, as always, we love having you here in studio. Thank you for joining us. John, thank you for the time as well. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
All right. Come one, come all. We're going to have a great time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John. All right. Well, Janet, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you. Thanks to John also for joining us. And, you know, we're far from done with the actual season itself. You mentioned a lot of other shows coming up also. And, well, there are a few shows coming our way, I think, at the end of May and beginning of June as well. Ryan Shea is coming back as well,
Jonathan
correct?
Jonathan Kingham and Ryan Shea Smith are coming back. And they will be doing a week-long residency with songwriting made simple. They'll do a student matinee on May 24th with all of the kids that have participated in that workshop performing their songs. And then they'll also do an evening show that night at 7 o'clock. The daytime show you don't need a ticket for, but the evening show you do. And both of those shows are free as part of that residency. And so we're really excited to have them come back and work with folks again. And the last couple of years, they've worked with folks from a pretty wide age range, from a 9-year-old, now 10-year-old girl, all the way up to some of the staff members at the college who are writing songs and performing them now. So it's a lot of, it's my favorite week of the year. And then also, we've just added actually a free event on July 8th. We have the U.S. Army Jazz Ambassadors coming.
Oh, wow.
At 7 o'clock that Monday night. It's free. No tickets needed. So mark your calendar now. It'll be a nice way to end the 4th of July weekend and start the next week with just great music.
Very good stuff. You guys have a lot of great shows, a lot of great music, and you line up a lot of great people as well. You know, John's a perfect example of that. Looking forward to seeing what they bring to the table on Wednesday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, Steve and Janet, thank you guys for stopping by in studio. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you for having us. Well, we always appreciate it.
Also, thanks for coming out last week for National Community College Month. We appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys having us out. You poor guy. You had to deal with us for 3 or 4 hours last Tuesday. You got to deal with me again. Plus, you never really get rid of me since you and I live a street away, too.
Yeah, so that's kind of odd and weird, and you never know how things happen.
Very true. All righty, good stuff. So our thanks to Janet and Steve. Also, a big thanks to John Hodges with Masters of Soul. Don't forget to check out their show at Lorain County Community College on Wednesday.